If you have a pet, you probably noticed it's tough to get in to see your veterinarian. Or maybe you're a new pet owner and you can't find a vet who will take a new patient. Or you've had a pet emergency and all the hospitals have been full. Olympia correspondent Austin Jenkins reports on a veterinary system under stress, a situation made worse by COVID.
At Chambers Creek Veterinary Hospital in Lakewood,
how may I help you?
They're not taking new patients.
No availability at all on new patients. I'm so sorry.
And even existing patients have a hard time getting an appointment.
We're scheduling 3 to 4 weeks out.
This is Dr. Kelly Sandmeyer. She says the few same-day appointments they have fill up almost immediately.
People are calling right as they open, and they all just go super fast.
It's not just this clinic. The COVID-19 pandemic has brought what some call a perfect storm to veterinary medicine. Early on, procedures and surgeries were delayed because of PPE shortages, creating a backlog. Then, with schools closed and kids at home, it was hard to keep staff. Meanwhile, demand for veterinary services increased during the pandemic. Now, Dr. Sandmeyer says compassion fatigue is setting in, leading to more resignations in an industry that long before COVID had workforce challenges.
I mean, it's very stressful and tiring, you know. You don't want to be able to help as many pets as you can, which is why we got into this industry, and not being able to do that is hard.
Emergency animal hospitals are also overwhelmed.
At this time, our emergency service is closed due to staffing issues.
This is the message callers to Olympia veterinary specialists are likely to get these days. Dr. Lisa Parsley is the clinic's co-founder.
It's heartbreaking. I'm here because I love animals.
Parsley says she even had to say no to a friend of hers with a sick dog. He eventually got in the car and headed for a clinic in Portland.
And his dog died on the way to Portland. It's stories like that that will burn us out, because I can tell you I still cry and tear up over it.
It was a better ending, but no less harrowing, for my friend Emily Wyan and her dog Ranger, a 3-year-old Bernese Mountain Dog, heard in this video eagerly greeting Emily's daughter. On a recent Sunday evening, Ranger clearly wasn't feeling well. His belly was distended and hard. Emily suspected a stomach flip, a fatal condition if untreated. But when she called the local emergency vet in Bellevue, she was told,
"We are totally over capacity. There's no OR available. There's no surgeon available. There's not even a vet available to evaluate him."
It was the same answer everywhere they called. Eventually, they reached a clinic in Renton that would see their dog. Ranger got x-rays, and the vet confirmed the diagnosis. He needed emergency surgery or he would die. But there was no surgeon available.
And so then we're just really panicking.
With time running out for Ranger, there was only one option left. Let the vet who had diagnosed him attempt the surgery, something she told Emily she'd never done on her own. Ranger made it through and is now home. Emily says they got lucky.
I never would have crossed my mind that you, in a truly, truly life or death emergent situation, we couldn't find someone.
It's not just veterinarians who are in short supply. So are the people who support them. Vet techs, as they're known, are an essential part of any practice. Without enough of them, clinics are reducing hours and even closing, putting more pressure on an already stressed system. The situation is so dire that last month, Seattle Humane issued what its CEO calls a red alert about the veterinary staff shortage.
Right now in the industry, licensed vet techs are pretty much the unicorn.
Christopher Ross says Seattle Humane's own vet clinic is operating at less than 50% of its optimal staffing level, even though it's offering top dollar to new hires. It's a similar story, he says, around the country.
It is at an epidemic level in the United States.
But there are no quick fixes or easy solutions. Dr. Dori Borgeson is the dean of the College of Veterinary Medicine at Washington State University. Even she's experienced the difficulty in getting an appointment.
I ended up traveling over 40 miles to take my mom's dog to get an ultrasound.
Borgeson says WSU is looking for ways to expand the pipeline of people getting into veterinary medicine. That means increasing class sizes at the vet school, but also looking at paraprofessional training and certificate programs.
We want to take all of those great animal lovers and people who want to be in our profession and find a home for them.
Borgeson says the current situation with veterinary medicine is painful for everyone involved, but she also sees opportunities to improve the profession and access to care in the midst of what many are calling a crisis. I'm Austin Jenkins in Olympia.